Between horror stories of rape and floggings, the Dozier School for Boys, about 100 years in existence, has been associated with a history of alleged abuse, says John Gaddy, who remembers when he was a former juvenile at the school decades ago.
The spanking was the discipline. We couldn't call it a whooping because when they write my mama, they told him on the letter I had to spank him, but she didn't know that half of my body was being cut in half.
Gaddy came to Tallahassee in support of several alleged abuse survivors calling themselves the White House Boys, who trekked there to speak before the Florida cabinet. A white building called the White House, located on the Mariana campus, is where a lot of the alleged abuse took place. University of South Florida researchers led by Aaron Kimmerly came to Tallahassee to deliver a final report to Governor Rick Scott and the Florida cabinet about their findings on the Dozier property. Their goal is to reunite the remains of boys believed to be buried on the property with their families, who have been awaiting answers about their whereabouts for years.
We have 7 positive identifications. That's through DNA testing. 14 additional identifications that are the presumptive IDs that I mentioned. And this is something that's ongoing. We have some more pending. We're hopeful that we will get several more positive matches. A very strong commitment to the families we've come to know through this process.
But researchers didn't just find an ID remains. Dr. Christian Wells says they also found that some of the area may be toxic and urged state officials to be careful moving forward.
In the course of soil testing for prospection for human burials, we discovered significant and compelling evidence that portions of the Dozier campus are contaminated with solvents, pesticides, and heavy metals, including lead, arsenic, and mercury, among other pollutants such as asbestos.
And that could be problematic as the state and other stakeholders involved decide what should happen with the site and where the remains that have not been identified should be buried. Peggy Marks Griffin, the widow of former White House boy Frank Marks, says originally she wanted to make it into a place for wounded veterans until she heard the site could be toxic. Still, she says no matter what, they shouldn't do anything with the land until all the remains are found.
More important than anything is please don't leave those children there. Let's find the rest of them, as many as we can. There are so many men that remember. We have men who remember digging these graves. We have men who remember seeing children drug out of cars. Please, do whatever you want to with Dozier property, but don't do it until all these children are found. Don't leave them there.
Most of the comments of the White House boys also centered around what could be done about the remains of boys believed to be buried on the property. But only one drew applause, Robert Straley, one of the organization's founding members. He spoke of the importance of second chances for the state and Mariana residents who have endured, quote, endless blame for what their elders did long ago. And he hopes the state will help with reburying the boys as well as put up a monument.
These boys' lives were not lost in vain, for their story changed the laws of juvenile justice in Florida, and their monument should be a shining reminder that decades of darkness cannot hide all things. May their many candles burn brightly, and may other candles be lit for the boys that may never be found. It is better to extend a hand than raise a fist. Forgiveness is only for the strong. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, who was instrumental in bringing this issue forward at a cabinet meeting years ago, apologized.
I'm very sorry for what these men and these generations of boys endured while wards of the state. It was unconscionable. And the lessons that we should take from this, because of your courage in bringing it forward and not letting it be swept under the rug and not letting it be surplused away and forgotten about, is going to serve future generations of boys and girls.
Those sentiments were also echoed by Governor Rick Scott. He not only thanked the researchers for their work, but the White House boys as well.
All the individuals that had been in Dozier, thanks for your how you handle yourself. I wish it never happened. I can't imagine it. None of us can. And we hope it never happens again to anybody in our society. You can see in this room that people want to do the right thing. So it's It's a very good day for our state because you can see that we're heading in the right direction, but we still have more work to do.
And Attorney General Pam Bondi says the reburial aspect is something the state really has to look into.
It's $7,000 to bury each of these children. And yes, I think they all deserve a proper burial. But I guess we have to decide ultimately where the burial should be. I've heard some people say they want them buried back at Dozier. I've heard some say they wouldn't want their family members back there for anything in the world. So these are just outstanding questions that we're going to have to address.
Even with the researchers' final report on Dozier, a two-hour TV documentary based on their research by Kimberly and her team is set to air in the fall. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.